Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're diving into the most exciting trends transforming technology, from programming language shifts and affordable open hardware, to the latest in cybersecurity and market disruptions. Let's kick off with a topic that's been making waves in classrooms and coding bootcamps all over Australia and the world. The meteoric rise of Python as the programming language of choice. For decades, BASIC served as the backbone for teaching new programmers the ropes, especially from the 1970s all the way into the 90s. But today, Python has moved up as the go-to language, and it's not just a trend, it's a fundamental shift in how people learn and engage with technology. Python's success comes largely from its straightforward syntax, which makes it approachable for absolute beginners, and its incredible versatility, ranging from web apps and data science to automating tasks on your Raspberry Pi. What's more, Australia's tech education sector has embraced Python, with initiatives in both schools and universities using it for teaching foundational coding concepts and introducing students to real-world software projects. Community support around Python is also stronger than ever, with loads of online tutorials, local meetups, and extensive libraries that help learners move quickly from basic scripts to powerful projects. Compare that to the Rolodex-size manuals you used to need for BASIC. Today, someone can start tinkering in Python, writing a web scraper or analyzing weather data after just a few online lessons. Even industries outside of traditional tech, think finance, media, and even the sciences, are rolling out Python for automation, analytics, and prototyping ideas, thanks to its flexibility and swift learning curve. This shift is emblematic of a generation keen not just to code, but to actually solve problems creatively, using digital tools. Now, let's move from software to hardware, where affordability and open design are the new buzzwords. Pine 64, known for its commitment to open source hardware, recently unveiled the Pine Voice smart speaker at a wallet-friendly price, just $49.99. Unlike mainstream voice assistants like Alexa and Google Assistant, Pine Voice focuses on privacy, local processing, and giving DIY users more control over their own devices. It runs a Home Assistant platform atop a RISC-V chip, utilizing local wake word detection and a dual microphone array for responsive private smart home interactions. Aussie tinkerers and makers are especially excited about this release, as it means having a device that's both open and not locked down by proprietary software, making it perfect for custom integrations in everything from home automation to educational projects. The package is simple: the smart speaker, a USB-A to USB-C cable, a decent 30-day warranty, and full source code available on Codeberg for anyone who wants to dig deeper or contribute improvements. This isn't just hardware, it's a community-driven push towards more transparent, customizable tech that empowers end users, not just big corporations. And for those concerned about privacy or looking to avoid sending their data across the globe to third-party servers, PineVoice stands out as a compelling, affordable alternative. Staying with software and open source, the Linux kernel community has rolled out some very impressive improvements lately. Lovers of AMD graphics cards should take note. The latest AMD GPU Linux driver now supports Gamma 2.4 and 2.6 curves, which is fantastic for video professionals and creators. This substantially boosts the way media is produced and displayed on Linux systems, putting more nuanced color management within reach for Australian studios and amateur creators alike. On the stability and security side, Linux kernel 7.2 brings fixes that address performance data corruption, one less headache for SYS admins managing open-source deployments. Virtualization support and improvements to ARM64 architecture continue to make Linux a more flexible and adaptive base for everything from cloud hosting to low-power mobile devices. Early benchmarks on the new AMD EPYC processors running Linux are promising, with massive speedups in local network performance, which is great news for businesses looking to squeeze every ounce of value from their hardware investments. Those advances, however, also mean security needs to keep pace, and the cyber threat landscape is not standing still. Recent months have seen a spate of new vulnerabilities uncovered in both desktop and server workloads, affecting major distros like Alma Linux, Debian, and Ubuntu. The response has been impressively fast, with patches pushed swiftly to ensure that healthcare providers, universities, and small businesses running these systems can stay protected from emerging threats. The lesson here? Don't skip those system updates. Mitigating new vectors of attack is a race, not a one-time action. If you're in IT or managing digital assets, you already know the pressure from regulatory regimes is growing. And nothing exemplifies this better than Europe's upcoming Cyber Resilience Act. set to go into effect in December 2027, the CRA brings sweeping changes for manufacturers of digital devices, from large firms to local Aussie innovators. The Act targets makers of hardware like Raspberry Pi and demands a far greater degree of cybersecurity, audit trails, and upfront planning in product development to stay compliant. This means that not only are Australian tech companies who export to the EU affected, but even local makers and startups need to begin thinking about security, transparency, and documentation well before launch. Supply chain security, especially software bills of materials or SBOMs, are now center stage and are likely to become a staple for procurement and compliance teams. We're also seeing more sophisticated cyber threats evolve, including spyware using misleading or deceptive messages to fool otherwise skeptical and tech-savvy end users. As attackers get smarter, the protective measures we rely on need to become just as sophisticated. Another reason why open-source tooling that can be quickly audited and updated is so critical. Not to be left out, the giants of collaborative coding are navigating their own regulatory minefields, particularly when it comes to artificial intelligence and open-source. Recently, GitHub teamed up with Black Forest Labs, Hugging Face, Mozilla Corporation, and others to propose important changes to California's AI Transparency Act, legislation that impacts how open-source licenses interact with state law. Their goal is to tweak rules around license revocation to ensure open-source remains safe from uncertainty in collaborative software supply chains, a key concern for developers and businesses relying on shared code. Here in Australia, we're watching closely to see whether these amendments set a precedent for global norms on open source governance in the era of artificial intelligence. Let's switch gears for a moment and talk about business, advertising, and a seismic shift affecting small and medium-sized enterprises. Walmart's acquisition of Vibe.co is a telling move to win over the all-important SMB market, especially in the increasingly crowded space of connected TV advertising. What's so significant? For years, running a TV ad campaign was out of reach for smaller Aussie businesses due to costs and complexity. But now CTV is leveling the playing field. Self-service tools mean SMBs can design, deploy, and measure their own advertising with targeting options and budgets that fit their needs, empowering local business growth and innovation. Walmart's initiative marks a broader industry trend where SMBs are increasingly seen as key engines for growth, not just afterthoughts for big business platforms. As a result, we can expect more innovation and competition in the tools available for businesses of all sizes. Good news for entrepreneurs and established firms alike. From software and hardware to advertising, the recurring theme is inclusivity. Technology made available and useful to the widest audience possible. Speaking of audiences, the gaming community is positively buzzing in anticipation of Rockstar's much-teased release of Grand Theft Auto 6. This new installment, widely rumored to be set in a reimagined Vice City, is set to push the boundaries in open-world design, graphics, and narrative. Fans in Australia and across the globe are keen to experience new playable characters, sprawling landscapes, and gameplay features that could redefine expectations for blockbuster titles. Pricing speculation is rampant, with many expecting GTA 6 to launch at or near the $100 mark, a price some are willing to pay given the years-long development and technological leaps. Initial releases are targeting the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series 10 and S, with discussions about a PC version ongoing. Whether you're a franchise veteran or curious newcomer, GTA 6 is shaping up to be a massive event with implications for both the gaming industry and fan culture. Now, let's talk market trends, because behind the scenes, the fiscal side of tech is undergoing some remarkable shifts that could affect both professionals and everyday investors. In recent weeks, we've seen significant sell-offs of technology stocks, much of it triggered by fears that AI valuations are stretched and markets are overly concentrated in just a handful of big players. Some financial analysts are even drawing comparisons to the dot-com bubble at the turn of the millennium, noting similar patterns in speculation, volatility, and correction. The United States Federal Reserve has responded by tightening monetary policy, raising interest rates to try to curb inflation, moves that ripple across the globe and hit Aussie tech investors too. As valuations fluctuate, it's becoming more important for companies and investors alike to focus on fundamentals, sustainability, and real-world performance, not just hype around the latest technology buzzword. So, what's the big picture in all this? The intersection of open-source development, accessible programming education, user-friendly hardware, and stringent cybersecurity marks a new era for technology in Australia and globally. Python's continuing success is ushering in a wave of new coders and creative problem solvers. While hardware like PineVoice demonstrates that openness and affordability can coexist in the hyper-connected smart home space, Linux, as ever, is adapting rapidly to new chip architectures, security requirements, and user demands, securing its place at the heart of modern computing from the cloud to the desktop. As threats grow more complex, open source's ability to audit, adapt, and respond quickly becomes even more valuable, reinforcing calls for proactive compliance, ongoing vigilance, and collaborative efforts worldwide. And with major corporations like Walmart shifting their focus to cultivate SMB empowerment, the tech landscape is becoming more inclusive, creative, and driven by real needs. The excitement over GTA 6 shows just how much innovation and anticipation can energize an industry, igniting creativity and raising the bar for what's possible. As Australia continues to punch above its weight in adopting and shaping technology, we can look forward to a future where openness, security, and opportunity drive the next generation of ideas and startups. Before we wrap up, a quick tip. Stay informed, keep learning, and remember to update your systems regularly. If you're interested in any of the stories we covered today, check out our show notes for links and further reading. Thanks for listening.